Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
So critical, it is so important that we all, in a time such as this, everybody needs to be strengthened continuously. For the just shall live by faith in the world wherein we live now. We thank you for this word. Let this word of God dwell richly, strengthening every hearer and even those watching via the internet. In Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. You may all take your seats. Somebody just put some very slippery polish on this floor, and we're all walking on tender hooks, as they say. And we'll have to do something in the break about that. But sometimes some of these products. We're living in a rather destabilized, divisive world. It is not restricted to the nation of South Africa whatsoever. It is a worldwide thing. Jesus said, a house that is divided against itself shall not stand. Today, we have that syndrome in South Africa. We have exactly the same thing going on in the United States. We have the same thing going on in the United Kingdom with the Brexiteers and the non-Brexiteers. Hallelujah. We have the same thing going on in the political world of France. We have the same thing going on, shall I go on to, for example, in Germany, and the entire political system destabilized because of the past couple of years in Germany. The spirit of division, therefore weakening, has been loosed upon the nations to get them ready for what now must follow. Therefore, each and every one in this house of God must be careful to listen today, because if the Lord is not your rock, if he's not your refuge, if you're not consistent with God, then I am afraid things out there will go rather turbulent. Today I want to deal, if I can, if I may, with two dimensions which makes you kind of think twice. You know, people often think, they say to themselves that, you know, God is not involved in all these things that are happening. The spirit of the divided house is a worldwide movement at this time. Nation after nation becomes more and more destabilized. It is not restricted to a nation. It is darkness against light. It is light dispelling darkness. And the Church of Jesus Christ must play a major role in all of this. Whilst the world and its educational system does its level best to try and oust God, the Almighty Possessor of heaven and earth, the world does not know that there is such a brilliance of brilliance in the very creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. And when we pray, when we get to those desperate times, we need to remember, here's just one little thing, just a note on my cell phone. You see, the same God who designed the world to be 24,000 miles around, that is 12,000 times 2. Also designed it to travel at 1,600 1.6 million miles in one day. That's 12 times 13. Then, in its orbit around the sun, which has a diameter, the sun, of 864,000 miles, 12 times 72,000. I should add the thousands every time. He stamped the number 12 all over it. That stands for human government. God's government over his creation. 12 apostles, 12 tribes of Israel. He did it with the moon that orbits us. It has a linear diameter of 1260 miles. That's 12 times 105. The same God the one whom we serve decided that one day would have 24 hours, 12 times 2. And in it should be 24 time zones, 12 times 2. That's where we are. Now, don't you tell me now that somebody was not busy creating this. See? Science is doing its level best. I could continue along this note, but I would be afraid that I'm not being able to then get to the full substance of what I'm going to be saying now. Only believe, and you will be stable in the age of destabilization of the nations. Did you hear what I said? Now put all, as I always used to say in the early days, put on all your catchers. And catch everything coming in and put it deep and write it in your spirits. Acts chapter number 4 verse 23 says, being let go, they went to their own companions. They went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. The word own means your household, your people, or even your home. It means they went to their own. The household of God, in this case, was their own. And the word companions, of course, is italicized, just added in there from the Greek text, in addition to the original Greek text. They went to their own and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice. Now they're getting together. They raised their voice to God with one accord. Everybody say one accord. Unanimously they did it. One accord. It's actually a musical note. You strike the chord and everybody's on the same line. Lord, they said, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand. The rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly, against your holy servant Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together against him to do what is in your hand and your purpose determined before time to be done. Now, Lord, behold, look on their threats. Here's a problem. We're being threatened by these people. We're being persecuted. We've been threatened, and now we've heard it, and we're all unanimous. Unity in the body of Christ is the critical factor. Unity in a church is the critical factor. Unity in a household is the critical factor. In Little Falls, we've been very blessed for many years. I ascribe it to the prayer shield of this church, by unity. We say to new people that join us, say, stay in unity, whatever you do. Don't come here with a spirit of criticism and try to be a fault finder, because soon you'll be judged because you have judged. God is the judge. Grant your servants that with all boldness they will speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, Tree of Life version says, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. They all were filled then at that point in time with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I love that word. It is fearless confidence. When the Spirit of God is upon you, tonight the God of sevens, oh my goodness, then you have boldness. I said, then you have boldness. Fearless confidence. Fear leaves you. Anybody walking in fear, it's because you're prayerless. In the book of Deuteronomy 32:30, you might just note this because we're going to move on to Acts 12. Here is a principle. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? It's just a principle there I want to lift out and then move straight on to Acts 12. Just two people getting together, praying together in one accord has an exponential increase of prayer power. 1,000 to 10,000. It's a multiplication 10 times more powerful when you and your wife pray together. When people stand in front and we enter them into holy matrimony, there is such a thing called holy matrimony still in this world. Holy matrimony. And we say, God bless you. And the two of them take hands. And they say, Lord, we want our marriage blessed. And they started with a covenant here. And then after taking the covenant cup, we declare them man and wife, in the presence of the Almighty, who will recognize His word. When those two people, you see, I pray early in the mornings, and then after that, I normally join Maud around about 7 o'clock and we pray again. But the moment we pray again, I'm aware of the fact that now this prayer power has amplified, multiplied from 1,000 to 10,000, 10 times more powerful if my wife and I are in agreement. And we're in one accord. Now just take that same multiplication and put a group of Christians together. And they all lifted up their voices in one accord. There was a multiplication of prayer power which got the attention of God so much that the place where they were assembled, in fact, says the Bible, was shaken. They were just praying. Then the Holy Spirit came down. When the Spirit of God came down, something happened. Ooh, the breakthrough of this heavens. When the Spirit of God came down, it was so powerful that He arrived so powerfully that the whole place that they were praying at was shaken. Every time you and your wife take hands and you're in unity in that holy matrimony and the two of you are one in the sight of Almighty God and you're fruitful and you might multiply and you've got a household and you pray over even your food, and you're in agreement with that prayer, you have a 10 times, depending on how many people who are also believers are at the same table with you at that same time. And they all said, amen, so be it. That food is blessed. They shall drink poisonous things and it shall do them no harm. Deleveshe at the Vostrak. Acts 12:1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hands to harass some of the church. That literally means to do evil and harmful acts, malign, from malignant, like cancerous, to do malignant things, evil things against the church. Verse number 2, Acts chapter number 12. Then when he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he thought, well, I'm going to go on with this process. And he proceeded further to find the God-appointed, God-destined leader of his church. Now, you don't touch God's anointed. You don't do his prophets harm. He sees Peter also. That was during the days of the matzos, unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and after seizing him and putting him in prison, handing him over to four soldiers each to guard him, and he was intending to bring him before the people after the Passover. Verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer. I've got a new saying. The first saying I had, and it was everywhere. Now it's everywhere. Everybody say it right now, but God. You see? So I started using that expression. I see it's everywhere. I got a new one now. Or shall I say another one? But prayer. You say, but prayer. There's your key now. But prayer. Now, praying in one accord is like when you're in one accord, you're praying the prayer of faith, and you know God's the only one who can help you. Then it's but prayer and but God. The two come together. Might as well say this to you now at this point in time. But you know, I've been studying ancient manuscripts, the very most ancient that you can find. Some of them apocryphal books going back to the lost book of Eden and goes on. But then you get to the prophet Enoch. You find very early in the Bible, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And then you go on, you find Enoch was constantly walking with God in prayer. Then you find Noah was a man of prayer. He communicated with God. Then you find Abraham was a man of prayer. Isaac, Jacob, all of them prayed. Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. They all prayed. Then you find that Moses was a man of prayer. Through his communication with God, Israel got delivered. Prayer brings deliverance. Why did it bring deliverance? Because they were slaves in Egypt and they were calling upon the name of the Lord for deliverance from slavery. From slavery. But prayer. But prayer. And there's always a divine timing on that prayer thing. It's called the business of prayer. I call it the business of prayer. If you know the business of prayer, then there ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no sea that's deep enough. No valley below. Not even a mine shaft going straight down that can keep you out of the presence of God and out of God answering a prayer for you right there. When a woman has a husband and he goes down kilometers deep here in Africa in the platinum mines, deepest mines in the world, but she prays for her husband to bring him safely to the surface. every time he gets safely to the surface. You get on an aircraft, you make a prayer, but God. I once had a man grab my hand. He got so shocked when the whole aircraft started bumping around in a storm. He was terrified. I looked at him, smiled at him, and I loosed my hand. And I said, "Relax, sir. This will be a safe journey. You see, I still have work to do for God, so you're safe." Can you say, "Bless the Lord"? Give the Lord a praise offering. Peter was therefore kept in prison, again now from the New King James. But constant prayer, the word constant is actually very important here, because it is actually in the Greek tense. They didn't translate it into the Hebrew translation, but it is there in the Greek tense. And that constant means intense, earnest, heartfelt, fervent, that means telos, on fire prayers, throwing your total spirit into that. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. The word "offered" is a word for sacrifice. You give up all the other nonsense and you sacrifice some time with God. If you're tired of being tired, if you're fed up of being fed up, you're living in a divisive world, not just a South African divisive world. All over the world, there's division in the nations. Just look at what's going on in England. God's splitting nations. America, he's splitting nations and allowing light to become more clear and darkness to become very clear. And people are placed, as God once said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. But prayer, but God. I don't look at the news, I only look at the good news. My mentality is not at all steered, because I very well know the spirits of divisiveness that's been loosed upon the nations of the earth. I very well know about it. That'll crack the whip and it'll have implications even in the financial dimension of the planet. Let's start arguing about the future currency. Not one accord. Not one accord. The devil's accord, yes, for them. You see, those people that are governing the world system, that are not born again, they like damaged butterflies, tossed to and fro in the turbulence of gusts of tempestuous winds. No more than that. When they try to make a landing, the next twister is upon them, sucking them into the air against their will. No foothold, no place, except the righteous can head to the Lord. I will say unto the Lord. Yes. Yes. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my redeemer. In you will I trust. Hebrew betach, what means my faith is in you. I'm not a floundering butterfly in the wind, tired and worn out. But constant prayer was offered for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping. You see, Peter knew. He had to first get old, because Jesus said to him, when you're old, they lead you by the hand. Take you places where you didn't want to go, when you're old. So, the Lord Jesus looked into his eyes. The word struck him straight in the spirit. The Lord said, when you're old, then they lead you by the hand where you would not go, do not want to go. Now, he's still a young man there. So, Jesus said, he's in charge. He's going to stay with me until I'm old. He won't forsake me. He won't go away. He's there. I might as well go to bed. I might as well sleep. In the meantime, constant, fervent, energetic, very dynamic, persistent and enduring prayer of people striking one accord in the spirit were made for him all the time he was there. There's always a thing about that. And that's where a lot of people lose their faith. They believe in instant miracles, like a kind of microwave oven thing. I put it in and I got boiling coffee within less than a minute. I need a microwave job. God says, no, you need your faith to be proved. It's worth more than gold. You need to develop your faith to face your future. Develop your faith to face your future. Might as well say amen. Well, you're going to have to say, oh my. And he was bound with two chains between two soldiers. And the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him. And a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying these words, arise quickly. Arise quickly. Tree of Life version says, get up and quick. And his chains fell off his hands. You don't need a lock. You don't need a locksmith. The one who created the very atoms of those chains can make them fall apart one time. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself, tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and he followed him. And he did not know that what was done was by an angel, that it was actually real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. He said, I have a very nice dream here. I'm going to get out of this place. I'm walking out of the place now. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate, which leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him, gone. Here stands Peter on the street. And he realizes, wait a minute. It says in verse 11, Peter come to himself. He had come to himself and he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, where they were busy praying, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Well, you know, I don't believe in this thing called prayer. Well, you know, you can be ugly and do something about it, but stupid is forever. If Jesus could pray and said, I've given you an example, then what's wrong with us? Can you say amen? If Jesus could get up early in the morning, deep in the night, and if he could pray, then what on earth is wrong with any individual that says, well, you know, science says. Oh, science says. It's gone a long way now. Really? Really a long way. Spoke to a medical doctor this week just briefly. I must have said something on the platform during the Fivefold Ministry Pastors Conference. And he came to me and he said, yes. I said, what? He says, our research now shows that there are levels below the DNA. He says, you know what? We're back to biology. I smiled at him. I said, did you know that the whole creation declares the presence of the Almighty God? Do you know that there is a resonance with a frequency that it sends out all the time? It's talking back to the Creator. And when disturbed, it also talks to the Creator. Did you know that? Did you know above the Hebrew letters, for example, in the Psalms, you have cantrels giving you indication of the musicality of those Psalms? But you have to be a Jew to find out. Oh, no, 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 no. We're believing in signs, you know. We believe in the fact that this whole thing with the Hadron Collider, with the goddess Shiva sitting outside the door, the goddess of destruction, idol god, places judge before it started. It's right next to the temple of Apollo. Apollo is the Old Testament, now early New Testament namesake then was definitely, so says the archaeology, the replacement name then finally for the devil. And Zeus, then Apollo. There's a temple of Apollo right next door. Now they are accelerating quantum mechanic particles at the speed 99.999% of the speed of light at each other to find out what will happen then next. Now they come to another conclusion. No, this thing is not minuscule subatomic particles floating in space, but actually it's strings. They're little strings, the size of 10 to the power of minus 33, or actually it's 10 millimeters or 1 centimeter to the power of minus 33. That's how long they are. And they're in bundles, they're called Kalibiyao manifolds. Now, did you see them? No. Equally, did you see God? No. What did you do to get an answer? No, I don't really know. Have you got faith? Oh, no, you know, science, you know. Now, I thank God for godly scientists that still believe in Jesus. Because they put the thing together like that. Like that. In everything, I could go into detail here, but in everything, there are just consistency of the entire patterns. Signs didn't get Peter out of the prison, I tell you. The one true God had him walk out there to a place where they were still praying. They started the prayer meeting. They're not going to stop that prayer meeting. Their leader was in trouble. They're not going to stop the prayer meeting. The intensity of the prayer meeting most probably got the attention of God from the beginning. But there was a timing where the angels said, get up quickly. That's how it works. You pray and you persist with that earnest prayer until, I said again, until. When the miracle happens, they'll find you praying, still praying, until breakthrough. I said, God of breakthroughs. I said, God of many breakthroughs. I say, God has got a breakthrough for you. But if you're a giver upper, then I just don't know. Well, you know, I just prayed once. Name, frame, and claim, and I walked away. But that contradicts what Jesus said. He said, I mean, the aorist tense in the Greek is very clear. Ask and keep on asking. It's present, continuous tense, always staying present because God's always present. He's called the great I am. And he is, and he is here now. What if we just got together and we said, Lord, we've had enough of the divisiveness in the nation. Let's get the whole church on its knees in one accord, and we don't stop praying until. Now it's getting rough out there. There's storms out there. There are turbulent waters out there. This one says that, that one says that. The other one, anywhere in the world, I watch them. They display almost on a daily basis, on a regular frequency, a spectacular display of stupidity. They decorate that thing like a Christmas cake. And when they bite it, it doesn't go down. There's no sweetness on that thing. It's just one opinion or another opinion, let's vote. But God, if you turn your attention to God, I tell you what every parliament needs. It needs a special room where those on fire committed Christians would go in there and pray the power of God down on the whole American government, on the whole British government. I mean, how does that thing come? Just think about this now. Just think about this. I'm just going to throw this in. I mean, I'll just throw it in. Don't worry about it. Don't let it disturb you so much because you're not there. But if you're living in England right now and you're saying Brexit, so we know that the Roman Empire will be revived at the time of the Antichrist. And do you know that the Romans were all the way into Britain and they will form a world government together, never mind a Brexit? You see that boat blown out of the water. And Peter knocked out the door of the gate, and a girl named Little Rose. Little Rose. Did you hear me, Rose? Jy's ook nie Roos nie. Daar's 'n soort siekte in die naam van Roos. You'd rather be Rhoda. And a little girl called Little Rose came to answer. Now when she recognized Peter's voice, and because of her gladness, she did not open the gate. I mean, it's like, this little nickname was given to her as a term of endearment to a very good and faithful servant in the ancient households. A girl named Rhoda came to answer when she recognized Peter's voice, but because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but she ran inside and she announced that Peter stood before the gate. But when they said to her, "You are beside yourself. You flew over the cuckoo's nest. You're beside yourself. Come on." I mean, we've been praying now, non-stop prayer, one accord, fervently. You've just interrupted the prayer meeting here. Can you believe it? I once got people together. I said to them, you know what? When will you pray and start believing what you're praying? Believe what you're praying will happen. Ask and keep on asking. You get your breakthrough. There's a timing when there's a knock on the door. So she kept insisting that it was so. They said, it is an angel. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, Peter continued knocking. When they opened the door, they saw him. They were astonished. They were astonished. I've gone far enough with that story to get the point across. Pray, 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 pray. Oh, Pastor Harold, We prayed, we've just given up all hope on that situation. Well, I tell you what you did. I tell you exactly what you did. You've given up the faith. You've given up betach, which is in Hebrew, trusting God. You're not trusting in the arm of flesh, you're finding worldly solutions. Worldly solutions. The word in Latin, secularum, means secular or worldly. You find worldly answers to divinely solvable problems. And so you desisted. And the butterfly floundered in the gusts of turbulence. But if you had stuck with it, stuck with God, you'll find out that the God of the book of sevens, which is the Bible, has got a miracle for you. Only believe. Your breakthrough is in the pipeline. Pray till then, and when it happens, don't be too astonished. Let's stand and give the Lord a praise offering. Come on, praise God. Lord, we are here to learn, to find out, to be strengthened, and we understand now the importance of one accord in the marriage, one accord at the same time, one note, full agreement to go to your own, those who are of the household of God. Suddenly home cells are important, way more important than most people ever realized because they pray together. And I, Father, pray today at the revelation of this, along with fervent earnestness and persistence, will flow from this church like a stream of fresh fire. In Jesus Christ's name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Almighty Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All God's people said, amen. See you tonight. God bless you.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.